Blog Talk Radio.
Talking with the woman at the well, and he says that to her, you know not what you know what we worship, for the salvation is of the Jews. I want you to seek to do is to read that and find out, understand that we black people in America were brought to this country on slave ships. Yes, we were. And those people, who are they? They are, I forget what they call themselves, but they are not us. We are actually the Jews. The white folks gave us the name Black Americans. We are from the Jewish population, and that's what I want you to understand. Also, let me read to you what it says in John chapter 4 and 22. I started reading it to you, but I messed it up so bad that I went on to something else. It says, you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And I want you sheep and those of you who are not sheep to understand, we know that we are the Jews and people over in that land saying that they are Jews and that they are not, but they are the children of Satan. You can find that in the book of Revelation, chapter, as well as in chapter 3, verse 9. And let me just tell you that we are finishing up with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We observe that this month from April the 9th through the 15th. Now, 50 days from now, we will go into the day of Pentecost, and we will be celebrating that day. It's the smaller of the two annual harvests. So, on May the 31st, we will celebrate the day of Pentecost. So, and I'm glad that we are finishing up with leavened bread, because I don't know how to make that. Did you see, look up where I told you to look up in Hapsi, Georgia, the Beulah land? I want you to just find that out in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 28. It's the Beulah land is in Georgia, and I didn't know that. I just read it to you all in the earlier part of the year. 219, when I was reading the book of Deuteronomy, I read that. I want you all to find out and tell me more about this Hephzibah, Georgia, spelled Hephizbah, Georgia. It's in southern Richmond County, and this in Georgia. I didn't know anything about that. I want you to seek to know as much about it as I know about it. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening to you. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You find that in the 10th commandments. They are located in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 27, verse 7 through 21, and in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I want you to seek to know this. And when you know, then you know as much as I know. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends around this time on Saturday evening. I ask that you see, have your three P's ready and handy. And you say, well, what are your three P's? And I will say to you, they are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any references of scriptures that I may mention to you. I know that a lot of you are technologically savvy. You have your notepads and your notebooks and your pads and all those good things than what I am into it. So, I want to read to you until I know these things for myself. The Ten Commandments, and they are: 1, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is what God is telling you, that thou shalt make unto thee, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, have shown mercy unto thousands of them that love me. Keep my commandments, the Bible tells us to do, and we are to keep his commandments. He tells us to do that. He tells us to do that in John 14, in chapter 14, verse 15, to keep, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what it says. Let's move on to the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that he taketh his name in vain. So don't use the name of God useless. Don't make it useless or use a curse word in it. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day, that holy. 6 days I shall labor and do that work, and do all that work. But on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor the man servant, nor the maid servant, neither thy cattle, nor the strangers that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them is, and rested on the seventh day, where the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. Hallowed means he made it holy. Saturday is a holy day, and we don't follow it. I will be finishing up in a little while. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. That means do not have abortions. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Don't have, be faithful unto your spouse, your wife, or your husband. Thou shalt not steal. Don't steal. No other God has given other people the rules to live by. These are rules we are to live by then. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Why should you go and lie on your neighbor? Don't do that. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house. Covered means be envious of the neighbor's house. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. An ass, you can say nothing, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Envious, or don't cover anything that is your neighbor. So, I intend to read these commandments until I get just of them myself. Now, I want you to turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel, 3rd verse, and we're going to pick up at verse 14 where I left off the last time. Remember, she might be, it is going to be difficult for me to read these names, but I will do my best at trying to pronunciate them. And if I am unable to pronunciate them, I will spell them out to you. Verse 14, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 14. And David sent messengers, I suppose, him. And this is Saul's third son. It's spelled ISA-BOHBOSETH. Let me spell that again for you, sheep. Hopefully, I will spell it correctly. ISH-BOS, Saul's son, saying, deliver me my wife, Michelle. Her name is spelled M-I-C-H-A-L, which I espoused to me for 100 foreskin of the Philistines. For he killed 100 foreskin for this woman. He was supposed to get her, but his father sold her off to Pisha. And I'll read this to you in verse 15. And Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, even from Pisha. Let me spell it for you. P-H-A-L-T-I-E-L, son of Ishim. And her husband went with along weeping behind her till Bohem. That's spelled P-H-U-R-I-M. And said Abner unto him, go, return. And he returned. And Abner did communicate with elders of Israel, saying, he sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now, then do it. For the Lord has spoken to David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines and out of the hand of all their enemies. And Abner spoke in Benjamin, and Abner sent also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron all that seems good to Israel. And that seems good to the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him, and David made Abner and the men that were with him a feast. And Abner, A-B-N-E-R, said unto David, I arise and go and will gather all Israel unto my people the King, that they may know. The King, that they may make a league with thee. That a league is like federation or a group or of a union. That's what a league is. And that you may reign over all thine heart is higher. And David said, Abner away, as he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Joab, that's J-O-A-B, came from Persia. Let me read verse 22 again. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from purchasing a troop and brought the great spoils with them. And Abner was not with David in Hebron, and he had sent him away, and he was gone in peace. When Joab, the host that was with him, were come, they told Joab, saying, Abner, the son of Ner, came to the king and has sent him away, and he is gone in peace. Then Joab came to the king and said, what hast thou done? Behold, Abner came unto thee. Why is it thou hast sent him away and quite gone? Thou knowest Abner, the son of Ner, that he came to deceive thee, and know that going out and thou coming in, to know that all thou doest. When Jabez was gone out from David, Abner, and brought him again from the walls of Sarah. It's spelled S-I-R-A-H, but David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died, and the blood of Ishiel, his brother. Let me read verse 27 again for your hearing. And Abner was returned to Hebron. Joab took him aside with him quietly and smote him there under the fifth rib, wow, that he died. For the blood of Ahiel, his brother. And afterward, when David heard it, he said, and my kingdom are guiltless before the Lord forever from the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. Then it rests upon the head of Joab and on the head of his father's house. The house of Joab, one that has an issue or that is a leper or that leaneth on sword that follows on the sword or that lacketh bread. And Joab and Abishai said, brother slew Abner. Let me read verse 30 again. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, slew Abner because he had slain their brother Asahel at Gibeon in the battle. And David said to Joab, excuse me, sheep, I have to belch. To all the people with him, rend your clothes and gird you your sackcloth and mourn before Abner, the king of David, because while the briar, and they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented means mourn over Abner, and said, died Abner as a foolish death. Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters, as men followed before a wicked man, so followed thou. And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people came to call David to eat meat, while it was yet day, David swore, saying, so did God to me, and more also, if I taste bread, or else till the sun be down. And the people took notice of it, and it pleased them as whatsoever the king did pleased all the people, for all the people in all Israel understood that day that it was not of the king to slay Abner, the son of Ner. So they understood that the king did not kill Abner. And the king said unto the servants, unto his servants, know ye not that there is a prince fallen this day in Israel? For I am this day weak, thou anointed king. And these men and the son of Zariah took heart to me, for the Lord shall reward the doers of evil according to his witnesses. And that is the reading of chapter 3. Now, let's read 2 Samuel chapter 4, and hopefully I will finish it and begin. Hopefully I will finish it. When Saul's son heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands were feeble, and all Israelites were troubled. And Saul's son had two men that were captains of bands, and the man name of one of them was Bahan. That's spelled B-A-A-N-A-H. And the name of the other one, H-A-V. The son of Richmond and Berite. The children of Benjamin were Bera. Also was reckoned to Benjamin. And Bera, geez, and that's spelled B-E-E-R-O-T-S-H-I-T-E-S, fled to Gittim. And that's spelled G-I-T-T, where she joined there until this day. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame to his feet. He was 5 years old when the news came to Saul, and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and the nurse took him up as he made haste to flee Bel, that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. And the sons of Raymond, L-R-I-M-M-O-N, the Burite, B-E-E-R-O-T-H-I-T-E, Rahab, and Bethlehem, that's spelled Rahab, that's spelled R-E-C-H-A-B, and Bethlehem is spelled B-A-A-N-A-H, went and came about to the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, I-S-H hyphen B-O-S-H-E-T-H, who lay on a bed at noon. And they came hither unto the midst of the house and saw they would fetch him, weed him under the rib, and Rahab and Bethlehem, his brothers, escaped. Wow. I'm understanding now that these two brothers killed their brothers that was slow with his feet. For when they came unto the house, he lay in his bed in his bedchambers, and they smote him and slew him and beheaded him and took his head and got them away through the plain all night. And they brought the head of Ishbosheth, that's spelled I-S-H hyphen H-O under David, to Hebron, and said to the king, behold, the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, thy enemy, which sought thy life. And the Lord has avenged my Lord, the king, this day of Saul and of his seed. And David answered Rahab and Bannam, R-E-C-H-A-B and B-A-A-N-A-H, his brother, the son of Lord liveth, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity. When one told me, saying, behold, Saul is dead, thinking to have brought good tidings, tidings been used, I told of him who slew him in Ziklag, who thought I would give him a reward for his tidings. How much more when the wicked man has slain a righteous person in his own house, in his own bed, in his own house, in his own bed. So I therefore now require of the hand and take you away from the earth. And David commanded his men, and they slew them, cut off their hands and their feet, and hanged them up over the pool in that Hebron. But they took the head Ishbosheth, it's spelled I-S-H-B-O-H-E-T-H, and buried it in the sepulchre of Asna in Hebron. So that's the end reading of chapter 5. See, I would be really helpful if you read chapters 5 and 6 for Tuesday's lesson. I will be back with me Tuesday if it's God's will, and you will have already read chapters 5 and 6. And that's what I am going to read for you all when I come back on the air this Tuesday. You know that. Come on the air at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays and 5 o'clock on Fridays. And so that you'll know, I want you all to read chapters 5, 2 Samuel, chapters 5 and 6. I want you to read those for me for Tuesday. And of course, I want to say a closing prayer to you, sheep. Then I will ask that you seek by my nephew's record. Let me say a closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for listening to and finding us false, us lost sheep. We thank you so much. Remember, we are down here doing what you have asked us to do. But some of us, we were afraid to do what you said to do. We have learned that we should always do your will. In Yeshua's name, I, as better known as Jesus, I say that quick prayer, and I thank you for your constant protection, evil one and his followers. Remember, sheep, what is said in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Now, sheep, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song, made by my nephew. It's called Lifted. It's called High and Lifted Up. I bought this song. It'll cost you no more than $3. Let me say two, but it won't cost you no more than $3. Again, my nephew produced that song because he is a graduate of Columbia College out of Chicago. I am so proud of him. I'm proud of all of my nephews. I tell them I don't want them going to war.
Children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He is love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.